Did you ever hear of grass colt or woods colt or brush bunny or anything like that?
No.
And your brother's son would be called your...
My nephew.
And a child that's lost both parents would be a...
An orphan.
Huh?
An orphan.
And the person who's supposed to look after the orphan would be his legal...
Guardian.
And do you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around? You'd say, this area is full of my...
Family. Relatives.
Okay. And you say...
Probably my relatives, I would say.
Well, she has the same family name and she looks a little bit like me, but actually we're no...
We're no kin.
And someone who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, he'd be called a...
A stranger.
What if he came from a different country?
I guess a foreigner.
Would you ever use the word foreigner about someone who hadn't come from a different country, but who was a stranger?
Oh, I guess I might, you know, but I don't really like that word. I would be more apt, you know, whatever the nationality is, say, you know, he's from Germany, he lives in Germany or something like that. Because a lot of people use it, you know, derogatorily. Oh, excuse me.
A woman who conducts school would be called a...
A school teacher.
And the name of the mother of Jesus.
Mary.
And George Washington's wife.
Her name was Martha, wasn't it?
And do you remember an old-fashioned song that started off, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
Nellie.
And a male goat is called a...
I don't know.
Well, a nickname for William.
Willie? Or Will?
Or it starts with a B.
Oh, a Billy.
Okay.
When, yeah. Billy goat. Sorry about that.
And
draw me a picture.
Someone named Billy, his full name would be?
William.
And if your father had a brother by that name, you'd call him?
Well, it would depend on what he went by.
Well, if you call him by his full name, you'd call
him? By his full name, it would be William.
Or he's your father's brother, you'd call him?
Well, our uncle.
Okay.
Uncle William.
And President Kennedy's first name was?
John.
And if your father had a brother by that name, you'd call him?
Uncle John.
And
I have an Uncle John, by the way.
The first book in the New Testament in the Bible.
Is Matthew.
And the name of the wife of Abraham.
Oh, Sarah.
And do you remember what they used to call a barrel maker?
A barrel maker?
Uh-huh.
No, I don't.
As a family name, are you familiar with the name Cooper or Cooper?
Uh-huh.
What would you call a married woman with that last name?
Mrs. Cooper.
And a preacher that's not very well trained, just sort of preaches here and there, who's not very good at preaching, you might call him a...
I don't know if this is actually correct, but would you say itinerant?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the word you're looking for?
What about if you're talking about a carpenter that wasn't very good at building?
I think itinerant would maybe someone who travels around just kind of aimlessly, itinerant.
What about the term jackleg or shade tree or yard axe? Did you ever hear that?
I've heard the word shade tree, talking about a tree that gives a lot of shade, but that's not what you're...
Have you ever heard of a shade tree mechanic?
No.
And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your aunt.
And... The highest rank in the army.
Mm,